a code agent bought a domain, opened a cloud account, and deployed an application to production without a single human touching a dashboard. Cloudflare and Stripe formalized this as a market protocol. Anthropic gave Cloud Code an autonomy mode with a classifier as gatekeeper. And NVIDIA announced dedicated silicon for enterprise agents alongside ServiceNow. All while Anthropic CEO warned that the Mythos model found tens of thousands of dormant vulnerabilities in global software, and adversaries have 6 to 12 months to reach equivalent capability. Three blocks today. What's happening with silicon and TCO pricing? Who will operate agents in enterprises? And where the new risk perimeter sits, which now includes the Pentagon as an anchor buyer that will redefine compliance for the regulated sector. Block 1. Stack repricification. The Lenovo study circulated this week with a number that will reappear in many CFO decks. In continuous GenAI production, on-premises infrastructure is up to 18 times cheaper than cloud. John, what's behind that differential?
The mechanics are simple, but the impact is real. In cloud, you pay per token linearly. The meter runs regardless of whether you're using full capacity. On-prem, the cost is fixed and amortizes across volume. Lenovo's 2026 TCO puts the cost at $0.11 per million tokens on owned hardware versus $2 in cloud under heavy usage scenarios. For large-scale models, the ones that cost the most, the difference is even larger. $4.74 per million tokens on-prem versus $29.09 on an equivalent cloud instance. That's an 84% reduction. And the five-year TCO model includes hardware, power, operations, and maintenance.
And break-even, according to the study, comes in under 4 months.
Under a single fiscal quarter. That completely transforms the framing of the conversation with the investment committee. You're not approving a long-term depreciation project. You're presenting ROI within the same fiscal year. For a CTO with workload already in continuous production, that math is hard to ignore.
The obvious caveat: Lenovo sells servers. The study wasn't independently audited.
It's a fair point. The scenario chosen favors exactly the product Lenovo wants to sell: continuous large-scale production. For variable workloads, low volume, or those requiring rapid elasticity, break-even will be different and may not happen in 4 months. But even if you discount the sponsor's bias, the differential is still material. The 18x number is already in circulation and will appear in the next discount negotiations with hyperscalers. Lenovo delivered to the market a negotiation anchor, and that has effect independent of any methodological caveats.
And the silicon market context corroborates the demand thesis. AMD reported Q1 2026 this week, total revenue of $10.25 billion, above the $9.89 billion consensus expected. Data center revenue hit $5.8 billion, up 56%.